Hey, are you hungry? Well, you're in luck. Meat and Three is back for season 16. I'm Taylor Early, and we've got a whole new batch of reporters I am so excited to introduce you to.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Fisher.
Asha McElroy.
Sam Girardi.
Jessica Gingrich.
Hannah from Wisconsin.
I'm a swing dancing audio engineer.
I am a future registered dietitian nutritionist.
I'm from New York, and I love rice and beans.
My favorite food of all time is a shrimp burrito.
I love watermelon.
We've also got a bonus podcast for you called Behind the Internship. Three of our reporters will take you along to show how they develop stories for this very show, Meat and Three.
Hi, I'm Danielle Flitter, a plant-based chef from Philadelphia, living in Mexico City.
I'm Sophia Hooper. I'm a bartender based in Portland, Maine.
My name is Addison Austin Liu. I am a chef and food journalist from Salt Lake City, Utah, and my favorite food is Peruvian.
Rice and beans.
Hand-drawn noodle soup.
So tune in to enjoy a square meal for your ears. And I hope you saved a little room for dessert.
My name is Sarah Kim, and I'm from Austin, Texas. I'm a Cheeselandian because while life is great, cheese makes it better. Go to Cheeselandia.com to learn more, and if it's for you, sign up.
Bienvenidos a un nuevo episodio de Buen Limón Radio. Hola, Diego.
Mariana.
Diego, imagínate que hoy me di cuenta cuando estaba leyendo nuestras notas que el primer episodio de Buen Limón Radio fue sobre la banana. Y aquí nos encontramos nuevamente a punto de escuchar una historia de Bhavya Gupta, una estudiante de Parsons, con quienes hemos venido haciendo toda esta temporada, y ella justamente habla de la banana.
En primera persona, y la inmigración que tendría una banana. Imagínate un banano que nace en Ecuador para llegar a los Estados Unidos. ¿Cuántas estampas le pondrían a su pasaporte?
No, pues pensaría que ojalá ninguna, pero debe tener muchas.
Pues nos lo puede contestar Alonso Castro, justamente nuestro colaborador en esta temporada especial en colaboración con la Escuela de Diseño de Parsons y la clase de Alonso, Immigrant Food Futures. Hola Alonso, ¿cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás hoy?
Bien, este episodio va a estar buenísimo.
Bueno, cuéntanos de Bhavya, ¿cómo es ella en el salón de clases? ¿Qué trabajo hizo y qué fue lo que más te sorprendió?
Sí, bueno, es otra de las estudiantes que le encanta la comida, que investiga mucho sobre su propia cultura. Ella es de la India. Y bueno, la conocí cuando empezó a preguntarme sobre mis propios proyectos y tomó la clase, y durante la clase, durante el semestre, me encantó el tipo de trabajo que hizo, diseñó todo, lo pensó muy bien, y sí, bueno, habló sobre cómo pueden viajar las bananas o los plátanos de un país a otro.
Hi, my name is Bhavya. I'm a graduate student at Parsons School of Design, pursuing an MFA in Design and Technology. I did this project Banana Voyage as part of Alonso Castro's Immigrant Food Futures class. Banana Voyage is a visual story on the larger critique of the fresh produce supply chain process using a single banana's journey from the plantation to our kitchen counter. Through storytelling and 3D visuals, Banana Voyage highlights each step of the long journey of bananas and how it shapes our social, economic, and climatic environments. So the banana in my story has a passport from the plantation of the country where its journey begins, and finally how it makes its way to the United States and lands to our kitchen counter. For the visual, I have created 3D wish model graphics to showcase each step of the process. It is essentially research through making. And this project comments or touches upon monoculture, child labor, and the control of multinational on the supply chain, to name a few. The first thing to notice is, where does all this banana comes from? The majority of banana export comes from three countries: Guatemala, Costa Rica, and Ecuador are the largest producers. Ecuador apparently ships more than 6,000 containers of bananas per week, making it allegedly the biggest banana exporter in the world. The first stage in the banana's journey is at the plantation. Our friend banana, which is a Cavendish type of banana or our normal yellow banana in the Western world, starts at a plantation. Farming of a banana plant has also become an issue in the larger context of sustainability. One of the concerns are the emissions and also the fact that the conditions of the workers at the plantation and how a number of children are employed at the farm as workers. According to a report from Human Rights Watch, child labor is fairly common in these plantations where they work for up to 14 hours a day in unbearable heat for up to 6 days a week.
My name is Sarah Kim, and I'm from Austin, Texas. I'm a Cheeselandian because while life is great, cheese makes it better. Wisconsin cheese has proven time and time again to be a delicious expression of craft, hard work, and tradition. As a Cheeselandian, I am able to share a Gouda experience with fellow cheese and food lovers nationwide, as well as connect with cheese producers and cheesemongers, taking my love of cheese to another level. I invite you to join Cheeselandia because during these difficult times, it has been even more important to take it easy and get cheesy. The Cheeselandia community and events have been the glue helping to keep us together and connected, and I would love it if you would join me. And let's face it, if you hear the word cheese and get a little hungry, then you've found a place you can call home. To find out more about Cheeselandia, go to cheeselandia.com.
And I think one most important thing to notice here in this process is how 80% of the global banana market is controlled by four multinationals, which are Chiquita, Fifus, Fresh Del Monte, and Dole Food Company. So our friend Banana is packed in one of these four companies' boxes to make its way to the United States. And I think in the end, when the banana reaches to a kitchen counter, it has been through a fairly long journey from its home in one of the Southern American countries to the United States and finally changed its nationality to an American. But I also think that we as individuals have a huge role to play. We can educate ourselves and help in the larger environmental and social prospect. So one thing to do would be buying local. If you can go to a farmer's market where you think they're selling local bananas, definitely buy that. And the other one would be to look for the fair trade symbol. A more sustainable choice of bananas are still going to make it on your table if you look at the fair trade bananas. The bananas bearing the fair trade certification mark have been produced by small farmer organizations or in plantations that meet high social and environmental standards.
Ah, la banana. El futuro de la comida que viaja largas distancias hasta nuestras mesas. Diego, aquí concluimos otro episodio de Buen Limón Radio junto con Alonso Castro y sus estudiantes.
Antes de irnos, Mariana, quisiera que leyéramos un poco en primera persona el trabajo que hizo Bafia. Lo podemos intentar.
Soy la banana, una fruta botánicamente parte de las bayas. Mi cuerpo, que para muchos tiene una forma fálica, se viste de amarillo casi siempre, pero también tengo cáscaras rojas, verdes y hasta moradas.
Quiero contarles a ustedes de dónde vengo y para dónde voy en este planeta, ya que mis viajes a través de fronteras son ejemplo de los caminos que los humanos han creado a lo largo de la historia de la agricultura.
Mi pasaporte tiene mayoritariamente tres nacionalidades: ecuatoriana, guatemalteca y costarricense. De hecho, 6.000 contenedores suelen estar llenos de mí. Suelen salir de Ecuador hacia el mundo cada semana, haciendo de este el mayor exportador de las bananas en el planeta.
El mundo occidental me conoce en mi versión Cavendish, un nombre que un duque europeo me dio a mí en 1834 tras haber recibido un cargamento de bananas desde la isla de Mauritius. De ahí vienen las primeras bananas del mundo. Y así sucesivamente sigue la presentación de Bavia. Ha sido un placer hablar de la banana y rendirle el homenaje que se merece por segunda vez en este programa, pero por única vez en esta temporada, Mariana.
Así es, Diego.
I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.